As usual this time of year, tens of thousands of graduates are entering the workforce or searching for their place in it. The good news, as WUWM's Annalise Hensel reports, many are expected to have an easier time finding work than grads did in recent years.
If you're a new college grad looking for a job, these may be some of the best words you'll hear this spring.
There will be an increase that pretty much brings us back to the levels of employment for recent grads that occurred before the recession.
That's Jean Salzer, head of UWM's Career Planning and Resource Center. She's talking about predictions from the National Association of Colleges and Employers.
About a third of college students at the point of graduation have positions in hand. We're hoping that by the time they're 6 months out or less, that it'll be closer to 85-90% either positions in hand, military or graduate school.
Salzer says the grads who typically have the speediest success are those with degrees closely aligned to careers.
Engineering, most of the business majors, education certification, nursing, health sciences, social welfare.
The same is true for grads of two-year tech schools. Certain diplomas are in highest demand.
Healthcare, of course, healthcare has been hot for the last decade, and it continues to be so.
MATC's Vice President of Student Services, Trevor Kabatsky, lists some of the hottest prospects.
And not just nursing, but radiography and all the spectrum of the health fields. Machining, the CNC industry is still growing. They need qualified workers to run machines and do that, so we see that also.
Okay, so we just printed off again your resume.
It's the healthcare sector that drew Lisa Boston to MATC.
It looks better.
It looks better?
Yes.
All right. Clearly the papers are different colors, so I just put some more yellow paper in there for you.
Last week, the new grad stopped at the school's career center to get help finding a job. She says she studied to become a healthcare unit coordinator, taking classes with advancement in mind.
So I can work my way up to do the administrator job. So that's why I did this.
While demand for certain graduates is high, job opportunities across sectors are plentiful in Wisconsin, according to Jeff Soxie. He's a senior economist with the State Department of Workforce Development. Soxie knows of at least 83,000 openings, many appropriate for new high school grads. Yet he says entry-level positions requiring few skills are likely just a starting point.
There's significant hiring everywhere, but the question really isn't necessarily, what is the job that I can get today? It's really, how does that job lead me to where I ultimately want to be, say, 5 or 10 years down the road?
Soxie says many high school grads will eventually seek additional education, which will open more doors and provide higher wages. He says students who earn a college degree are paid, on average, $13,000 more a year than those with just a high school diploma. But these days, all should keep an eye on the rapidly changing economy. Advice from Todd Filter of Manpower.
What might be hot today definitely may not be hot tomorrow, and new companies may come into the area. Other companies may choose a different path. Again, there's no sure things out there.
Filter says because opportunities may change, the graduates who could end up being the most fulfilled are those who studied a subject they love, not just what could land them today's hottest job. I'm Annalise Hensel. 89.7 WUWM.